It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
August is National Catfish Month. Catfish is wonderful prepared many different ways, but you really can't beat an old-fashioned Southern fish fry. We are all about finger food in our house, making catfish bites our favorite way to enjoy every Southerner's favorite fried fish. Be sure to soak the fillets in buttermilk or whole milk first, because it really improves the flavor of the fish. Freshwater fish sometimes have a muddy flavor, and the milk will neutralize or wash out that undesired aftertaste. I add a dash of hot sauce to add some heat. This is a simple dish, but there are a few keys to good fried catfish: hot oil and the right breading. If you've ever had soggy, greasy catfish, it's because the oil is too cold. You want it around 350 degrees, and use peanut oil if you can. It adds a lot of flavor. For the breading, use finely ground cornmeal if you can find it. This sadly is not always easy outside the South. In the absence of fine cornmeal, use the regular stuff with a little flour. Unless it's finely ground, an all cornmeal crust tastes gritty. As for the seasoning, you can use whatever seasoning you want, from your own concoction to Lowry's to Zatarain's, Old Bay, or even just a dash of cayenne. The dipping sauce is important to consider too. Ketchup, cocktail sauce, and tartar sauce are delicious classics, but I love the flavor a spicy remoulade adds. It's simple to make from scratch, as the ingredients are condiments you most likely have on hand: mayonnaise, ketchup, Creole mustard, and lemon juice. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.